Good morning and welcome to the publication of the half-year results, business figures and forecasts call. Please note this call is being recorded and the recording will be published on the Berendsen website. I will now hand you over to Oliver Schwegmann, CEO, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's conference call of Berendsen Group. My name is Oliver Schwegmann, and I am the CEO of the company. With me today is my colleague Ralf Brühöfner, our CFO. Together, we will give you some details regarding our half-year results and a quick update on our strategy and the outlook. We will guide you through a presentation that has been made available for you via email prior to this call. I would like to start with a short summary of the highlights of the reporting period. Berendsen has been very successful in the first 6 months of 2019. We are on a good track to achieve our targets, and we are pleased that the strategic transformation of our group, which we started 2 years ago, increasingly bears fruit. However, this transformation journey is still up and running, and we need to continue and stay focused to further do our homework and make our business sustainably fit for the future. In the first 6 months of 2019, we were able to improve our group revenues by 1.1% to €79.2 million, based on a mixed picture in our segments. While fresh juice systems and non-alcoholic beverages posted strong top-line growth rates, spirits showed a slightly negative volume decline. Due to a favorable product mix and segment mix effects, we were able to substantially improve our gross margin, which helped Berendsen to substantially enhance profitability. EBIT was up by slightly more than 10%. Our marketing expenses, again, mainly used for the brand communication of Mio Mio and our spirits core brands, Berendsen and Pushkin, remained relatively stable at €2.8 million compared to the first half of 2018. We are committed to deliver sustainable profitable growth in the years to come. Therefore, we started a comprehensive investment program. Ralf will give you some details later. By saying this, it is important to repeat that we started these initiatives based on a solid balance sheet structure. Our equity ratio, for example, improved by 300 basis points to 35.4% in the first half of 2019. Based on this positive development and due to further opportunities we see for the second half of the year, we are able to fully confirm our guidance we communicated together with our full year results on March 21st, 2019. The second half year should be shaped by a more dynamic top line growth due to new innovations and a temporarily slowed down bottom line development due to higher spendings, especially in marketing and communication. Now, Ralf will continue with some details regarding our P&L statement.
Yeah, thank you, Oliver. A warm welcome also from my side. The revenue and results table on slide 3 shows the already mentioned key figures of the performance of Berendsen Group in the first half year 2019. Slight revenue growth from €78.4 million to €70.9 million. Whereas the EBITDA, respectively the EBIT, both have grown by more than 10%. The profitability down to the net results would have been even higher if we had not higher income taxes on the one hand, and on the other hand, some additional costs in connection with the, I assume already known, legal dispute we have in North America in our Citrocasa business. So therefore, the net result of course went up, but, in quotation marks, only by 3.7%. So what are the deeper reasons for the EBIT performance in the first half year? Firstly, and this is the most important point, our gross profit went up by €1.5 million, mainly coming from a better gross margin, which increased by 140 basic points, driven by an improved segment and product mix. I will explain this effect in more detail in a minute. Secondly, higher operation costs, especially for personnel, and higher depreciation. In total, these costs were up by €0.9 million, and a lower level of non-operative income items reduced the before-mentioned income effect out of the gross profit increase by €1.1 million. With regard to the revenue development, I would like to underline the following. Firstly, the revenue increase of the segment non-alcoholic beverages was strongly supported by a continuous dynamic volume growth of 34% of our core brand, Miu Miu. And besides that, our own mineral water brands had also good development. The volume went up by 5%. Both Miu Miu and our mineral water brands added a disproportionate revenue growth due to price increases. Secondly, the segment fresh juice systems showed volume increases in all product categories. That means we sold more juices, more oranges, and more bottles. And thirdly, the revenue decline in the segment spirits was, of course, not satisfying, but we are looking forward to the positive impact of innovation launches in the branded business as well as in the private label business in the second half year of this year, 2019. Since we believe that the steering of our gross margin mix within and between our segments, products and customers best reflects our operating success, I think it makes sense to spend a minute on this KPI, which is illustrated on the next slide 4. Of the highest strategic priority to us is a shift within our portfolio on the one hand and between our segments on the other hand. So both towards those products and businesses which generate disproportionate, that means relatively higher values and margins. The increase of 140 basic points in our group gross margin indicates that we are already successful with this strategy. Our segments non-alcoholic beverages and fresh juice systems delivered not only improved figures in volume and turnover, they moreover increased the segment gross margin. Within the non-alcoholic beverages, for example, we are benefiting more and more from the greater revenue share of Miu Miu, which has a relatively strong gross margin per sales unit. To get to the same level in our spirit segment will take some more time, but the necessary steps are already initiated. All innovations which are or will be launched will have a relative higher gross margin. Nevertheless, we were able to keep the gross margin of the segment stable despite the volume and revenue decline. Oliver will give you a deep dive into the operating development of our segment.
Now we are on page or slide 5. There is no indication that the overall volume downward trends within the German spirits market will end in 2019. Volumes in all major categories declined in the first half of the year 2019. Thanks to an overall premiumization trend, the market researcher Nielsen posted for the first half year a stable value development despite volume went down by -2.2%. In that sense, our own volume decline in the spirits business of -2.1% is somehow in line with the overall market trend. However, the performance of our core brands Behrensen and Puschkin was not matching the overall market trend. Two major reasons affected the performance. Firstly, there were many new products launched recently in our direct competitive environment, which also followed an aggressive price promotion strategy. This negatively affected especially Behrensen as a category market leader. Secondly, we deliberately reduced some of our price aggressive volume promotions, especially for Puschkin Vodka, due to a very low profitability performance of such promotions. Nevertheless, we were able to keep our leading market positions, for example, in the segment Fruity Spirits, with a market share of 20.8%. In the export brand business, we were able to keep the revenue stable despite a sales volume decline due to an improved product and country mix. It is also worthwhile to mention that in our private label business, we had some negative order-related phasing impacts in our substantial whiskey business, where revenues were shifted into the second half of the year, which will fully compensate the respective decline of the first half year. We now move on to slide 6 with some details of our segment non-alcoholic beverages. Despite our distribution network for Miu Miu is still underrepresented in the southern part of Germany, Miu Miu posted an impressive volume growth of more than 34% in the first half of the year. This volume growth even comes with a significantly higher revenue growth due to successfully implemented price increases. Moreover, our new Mio Mio varieties, La Patria Lemongrass and Guarana Pomegranate, demonstrated a very strong launch and performance, which was significantly beyond our own expectations. The positive segment development was also supported by a gratifying growth in our mineral water brands of 4.5%, despite an exceptionally hot summer in 2018 and therefore a very high volume base in the previous year. Our concessions business for brands like Sinalco showed a strong decline as these volumes dropped by almost one-third in the first 6 months of 2019. Even though we always indicated that it is our strategic target to reduce our dependency on the third-party businesses, this result is still disappointing. Also, there was no positive impact yet from the new product launch of the innovation Kräuterbraut, since we just started the market approach a few weeks before the end of Q2. Moving on to our fresh juice system on slide 7, I am pleased to inform you that the new management focus on core markets, strategic key accounts, and innovations has already borne fruit in the first half of 2019. We were able to show a revenue turnaround of plus 6.1%, driven by higher volumes in all three subsegments: machines with a volume plus of 8.9%, oranges with plus 8.7%, and bottles with plus 10%. Looking on the regional trends, we experienced a substantially higher demand in the DACH region and Eastern Europe, whilst demand in France and the US slowed down as expected. We are confident that figures in France will start to pick up again later in the year when our first innovation, the revised version of our juicer model, Fantastic, hits the market in Q4. In the US, we are still in the arbitration process against our US distributor. Once this process is finalized, which we expect to be by the end of Q3, we expect the business to pick up again. I also want to highlight that we had a particularly positive contribution margin in the business with oranges, since we completely optimized our procurement process, as well as the purchase prices of oranges showed a slight relaxation. I hope these explanations helped you to better understand the different developments in our three segments. Ralf will now give you some insight on our balance sheet as of 30th June 2019.
Yeah, thank you, Oliver. For this purpose, please let us have a look at slide 8 of the presentation. At the end of June 19, Berentzen basically kept a solid financial structure which enables us to finance the future growth measures related to our strategy to deliver a sustainable, profitable, mid- to long-term growth. The decline of our total assets by more than 10 million to 135.6 million euro compared to year-end 2018 was based on the typical seasonal patterns of our position of alcohol tax liabilities because of an always relatively strong year-end business. The equity ratio increased from 32.7 to 35.4%, which was in line with our expectations. Our net cash position turned into negative, which is under seasonal aspects quite normal. At the end of June, we have an intra-year higher level of working capital, so caused by the lower alcohol tax position. The operating cash flow was, in a like-for-like comparison, impacted by shifted payments for income taxes. Because of delayed tax assessment notices from the German fiscal authorities, a major part of the taxes were paid in early January 19 instead of December 18. Let me please underline that the most important initial point of every cash flow, the EBITDA, increased by more than 10%. Berentzen continues to show a very good debt service ability, illustrated by the dynamic gearing ratio, still around zero. So this was a short and brief view of the actual assets, debt, and cash flow position of the Berentzen Group. To understand our earnings expectations for the rest of the year, I will hand over to Oliver again.
Thank you, Ralf. We are now coming towards the end of our presentation with a quick update on our full year guidance for 2019. This is an easy one, since we can fully confirm our guidance we communicated to you in March. Based on the good development in the first half, we confirm our group revenue target between 164.7 million and 173.4 million, and our EBIT ambition between 9 and 10 million euro. As we demonstrated in the first half of 2019, a slower top line but a stronger bottom line performance versus full year guidance, you can expect a more dynamic top line growth and a reduced bottom line performance in the second half of the year due to the new innovations as well as high spendings in marketing, people and technical equipment to be able to further successfully carry out our transformation strategy. Unlike most other German companies, we do not expect any material impacts from global trade wars and Brexit. We even see some upside potential in the second half based on the new product launches of Signature and Kräuterbraut, which will still be relatively limited in 2019. We also expect a positive impact from our whiskey revenues and the core brands Beersen and Pushkin compared to the first half. We are very optimistic that Mio Mio will continue its success story, and we also have no doubts about the continued positive development of our fresh juice system, especially in the DACH region. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention. Please feel free to ask questions. Operator, please continue.
Thank you. So if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 2. You will be advised when to ask your question. So again, that's star 1. Thank you. We've currently got no questions coming through, so as a further reminder, please press star 1 on your keypads now if you would like to ask a question. Okay, we have no questions coming through, so I'll hand the call back to Oliver for any concluding remarks.
Okay, then. Thank you, everybody, for your interest in our conference call. Yes, and I will hear you or talk to you, hopefully, in the near future. Thanks from our side. Here, this was Ralf Prüfner and Oliver Schwegmann. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines.